Moving forward here, agenda item number nine, Richard and Patricia Green, Oyster Grand lease application.
Good morning. Good morning, isn't it?
Morning, Betty.
Okay, so we're back to some Oyster Grand issues again. Protested Oyster Grand applications seem to be my life lately, along with a lot of other stuff, speaking of more work. But anyway, so we got an application from Richard and Patricia Green back in 2014 requesting to lease up to approximately 105 acres of Oyster Grand in the James River, which is in the city of Newport News at this location. The application is protested by the J.H. Miles Company and also by Mr. Joseph L. Melzer. We also have a competing application from the J.H. Miles Company as well for the exact same area that came in after we received the Green application. So the location of the application is shown here with the aerial photography underneath and our leases and applications shown. This is the James River Bridge, Huntington Park, Newport News, and all of light is off to the south on the other side of the river. The application, the two competing applications, but the Green application is what we're talking about right now, is this area shown here south of this lease, which plays into this whole scenario, which I'll try to explain as we go along. We have a number of other applications pending to the south some existing leases across the channel on the Newport News side. The application was subjected to our normal public interest review, which requires notices in the locality and publication in the local newspaper. On August the 25th of 2014, we did receive a letter from Mr. John R. Miles, the Chief Executive Officer with J.H. Miles Company Incorporated, objecting to the Greens application. His letter is in your packet. Mr. Miles stated that the application was immediately adjacent to his company's grounds and that he had mistakenly believed the area was part of the Baylor survey. He further noted that had he known the ground was vacant, his company would have applied for the area. He also noted that this area historically has been an area where there have been poaching problems, both on his lease and the nearby adjacent public ground, and the introduction of new and additional harvesting players could increase illegal activities. He also added in his letter that he would be submitting a competing application in the near future. We did receive that application for the same area on September the 8th of 2014, and that one has also been subjected to our normal public interest review. In April of 2015, we received in a letter that was dated April 16, 2015, but was not received until May 4th, we received a letter from Mr. Joseph L. Melzer, Jr., noting that the adjacent lease of the Miles Company had been transferred to him, Pagan River Seafood, on April the 21st, 2015. He similarly noted in his letter that he had the same concerns as Mr. Miles, that Mr. Miles had stated in his letter. He also indicated he would be submitting an application for the same area as well, but to date we have not received any additional application from Mr. Mills or his company for this same area. We do process applications in the order they're received. Therefore, Mr. and Ms. Green's application was the first application received for this area as a vacant area. This area has not been leased for many years south of the existing, what was the Miles ground. It is unclear to us why the Miles Company, which has held the adjoining lease for decades, or Mr. Melzer, who's also worked the James River for decades, and now holds the lease in the name of Pagan River Seafood, would not have known the area was vacant. While there is some history, we know there's some history of poaching issues here related to this lease and to the adjacent public ground. Such an issue remains and always has been a law enforcement type issue. The lease was surveyed earlier this month. This is the plat of the area. So the area actually turns out to be 104.68 acres, so pretty close on our estimate of the acreage. And you see the plat before you. We have not, staff has not done any extensive actual on-bottom study of this application area, but believes through our own anecdotal evidence and talking to Jim Wesson that there may be suitable areas within this area for shellfish culture, and there may actually be some existing resources on portions of the application area as well. I'm pretty sure the applicant will speak to that. Historically, staff has not opposed leasing areas with limited existing shellfish substrate, but due to the lack of such material, staff now considers this factor in evaluating such lease requests. While staff does have some questions on whether the applicants have the shell or cult resources to make areas of this lease that may not currently have resources on them productive, the Greens do have a number of other leases of other grounds in the James River from which they could move either cult or seed to this lease if it's assigned. So again, the history of this is that J.H. Miles had the lease to the north. During the time that we were processing the Green application, the Miles Company sold most all of their leases to different parties. This lease was sold to Pagan River Seafood. They did apply while they still own the lease adjacent to it. I did talk to Mr. Miles. He indicated, not real recently, but since all this transpired, and even the changing of hands, he indicated he wanted to keep his application active, which I believe maybe is why Mr. Melzer didn't apply, even though Mr. Melzer now has the adjacent ground. I can't speak to that. Perhaps Mr. Melzer can. My anticipation was, should you deny the Green and the Miles eventually got the ground, that they may transfer that to Mr. Melzer as well, since he had bought the adjacent lease. Again, I think Mr. Melzer's here and probably maybe can address that. Having said all that, and you heard what our take on the existing conditions of the ground are, so our summary and recommendation is, after evaluating the Green's request and weighing the concerns of the protestants, we do recommend leasing an area as shown on this survey of 104.60 acres to the Greens. If this area is approved, then there will be no available ground left for the Miles application, which is on the agenda today. But we would consider that application would then be voided because there would be no ground left. If you decide to lease some subset portion of this or not lease this area, then we will hear the Miles application immediately subsequent to the finishing action on this application. Hopefully it's a little bit convoluted, but hopefully you understood all that, and I'll try to answer any questions if you have.
Thank you. Questions from the commission, Mr. Bell.
Do you know how many additional acres Mr. Green has and whether he reports regularly, whether we have records of harvests?
I don't have acreages. I can't pop into my head. He does have a number of leases, some near this. I do know that he has other people work some of his leases near this, so I would almost immediately anticipate that he has some mandatory reporting. Jim Wesson may have some evidence related to that, but I believe that he has used a number of his leases, either himself or as, you know, has people work them for him.
Mr. Erskine.
The public ground number one that's adjacent to the east, is that productive?
Jim could probably address that better than I could.
Can I ask?
Dr. Wesson.
Yeah, the one that's just, it's in that black, in the blank area there is, this is productive. And of course, the industry uses the unscientific in the James River. So prior to it being leased, it's open in the public safety.
Okay. So, thank you.
So it could be used like public ground during a public season, because it was just vacant, right?
Correct. Understood.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine?
This one's for you, Mr. Stagg, I think. How long has it been vacant, to your knowledge?
Decades.
It seems to be kind of in the middle, you know.
It is. I always thought it was odd that this area was not, at least that, albeit all this area to the south is vacant. It has been. None of these are all applications to the south that we've received fairly recently. So it's been unusual. We never really had people apply out in this section of the James River, mm-hmm. other than this one lease that's been there. Because I think there was some kind of natural type extension of rock from the public ground here that it got leased. And been leased and worked. That Miles Ground has been extensively worked over the years. But, yeah, I don't know that there's ever been any leases that I'm aware of to the south of this. But you get much further south with all that side.
Just on the north part of the river?
Yeah. It's pretty deep. Some of this is fairly deep.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Ben, this is probably not a question to you. It might be more of a question to Jim. Is this lease considered by the traditional harvesters in the James River to be public ground and that they did not know that it was leasable?
I would say it's definitely considered by the watermen as an area that they work, and I don't know why they've not protested.
And you don't know why what?
Why they've not protested. I'm surprised that they have not protested all of these, this big area that's all of a sudden have all these applications on.
All of these applications, yeah.
It's surprising.
So that's all considered in the harvester's mind to be public, part of the public oyster rocks. And apparently nobody has realized that it's not, therefore making it leasable.
Well, I mean, a lot of it is mud. But there's certainly a broken bottom in there that, you know, is a knot of oysters here and a knot of oysters there. It's not all. It would have been leased a long time ago if it was nonstop. And Miles has put, as historically, because J.H. Miles had a clam cooking plant at in Norfolk, and they had very good access to shell. So they reshelled this area, and basically they made this area from nothing into a productive area. So they put a lot of effort in the one that's there now.
To make it absolutely crystal clear for the record, this is not considered baler ground. These are not public oyster rocks, although they've been working them as they can and as product might be available.
Not marked, they work it, yes.
Mrs. Kellum.
Just a question. How do they report their catch if it's not?
Well, they don't. They report that area as in generalities, and the closest one there would be brown shoal.
Okay.
So you would say brown shoal.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Green, this is your application. You want to come forward and talk to the commission? Let's raise the right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Richard Green, and I applied for this lease. I've been in East River for years, and I didn't realize that was an open piece of ground. I always thought it was the baler piece. And we always, on that end where he showed you, comes down there, but this is open ground. And I put in for it. Basically, I says, it's got about maybe 5-10 acres of spotty in there, but there's places out where it's quite a good oyster ground. And I'm surprised that it wasn't taken up before this, you know. And so I got a lot of other places with grounds, and, you know, people come get it. And I said, if I'd known it, I would have grabbed it, but I didn't know that at the time. And it's the same thing with this deal. And I'm sure if Mr. Miles had known that, he would have had it years ago. And I talked with Mr. Miles. I called him up after the protest and talked with him. And he told me his concerns and everything. And I said, well, I'd be subject to willing to trade you for some of your other pieces of ground if you want, which I would do the same thing with Mr. Miles if he's interested. Because I can understand his concern there. But I'm looking for something to keep both. I got maybe... Right now, I got about seven people working for me. Each one of them got three people on a boat. They got families and children, and it's sort of creating a lot of work for everybody. And the grounds I've got, you can't work a piece of ground for so long without having some trade-offs in different areas, you know. So I'm attempting to try to keep everybody going as the best I can, and it's open ground, and I seen it, and I put in for it. That's basically what it amounts to. First come, first serve, what I've always heard, always oyster ground.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Green.
I was just looking at the oyster lease use plan, which I understand hopefully is not useless, but is a use plan questionnaire that you filled out.
Yeah.
And the first one was, will the lease be used for traditional shelling? And you said yes. So do you plan on cultivating that area?
Some of the areas I can. Parts of it I can. And other parts, it's got some shells which can be utilized. I can take them up and move them to a little more productive area within that situation. You know, it's like taking moving one thing to where your best part is and trying to produce the best you can with it. You know.
As a follow-up,
yes, sir, Erskine.
Do you plan on cultivating it with seed and moving seed into that area?
I've got quite a bit of seed area. I've got a lot of ground up the road that's got seed on it.
Mm-hmm.
I would tend to move stuff down. That would be my idea anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Back to Mr. Green.
Thank you.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this application? Please come forward. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Joseph Mills, Jr.
Yes, sir. What would you like us to know?
I know Mr. Green wants to get this application, but I own a piece of ground next to it, and his boats has had a lot of problems. You know, I see in the paper where a lot of the licenses have been revoked, and I really don't want them next door to me if they're going to be crossing the line. I think that the bottom should be left like it is. I notice there's a lot of applications next to his, too. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Melzer. Mr. Erskine, I'm sorry. Mr. Melzer. Mr. Melzer. Please come back. There's a question.
Mr. Melzer, I had a question. You mentioned some of the other pending applications that are near Mr. Green's application. Are any of those your applications?
No, sir.
You don't have any applications there? Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con, either for or against?
I'd like to rebut just one thing.
That's fair, Mr. Green. Come forward.
I know it's mentioned that a lot of the boats will tend to go over the polluted line or go in somebody else's ground. I've never had, there's no situation where my boat has ever gone over a line or been convicted of any crime. We've had problems, but not from the poaching side. And that's what I would like to add to this. My people stay inside of my ground. If they don't, they're gone. Very simple. They understand me. What I tell them, they got to stay within the boundaries of the ground that I have. And I don't play games with them. If they do that, they're fine. They keep working. Not, they're gone.
Mr. Erskine.
I'm going to ask the same question. Some of those other pending applications, Mr. Green, I understand we're talking about the one, this one in particular. Do you have any of the other pending applications in that area?
No, I don't. No, and I think most of them applications are within the channel itself, within the ship channel. I'm pretty sure they're probably not going to be able to get those applications because I think that gets into more of a government and that gets into a long, drawn-out deal, which I'm sure y'all are aware of.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Last call. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Minor.
I move that we approve staff recommendations.
Motion by Mr. Minor.
A question for staff.
Question, Mr. Fritz.
Yeah, about how many acres altogether would you say were thought to be public ground but weren't that are possibly lost to the public fishery here?
I mean, where these pending applications
are? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Most of those applications you see there are right at 250 acres each, between 200 and 250 acres each, and there's one, two, three, four, there's six or seven right there. So
we're going to maybe 2,000 acres altogether. That's all.
Mr. Ballard.
Question for staff again. Mr. Mauser's concern of people possibly going over the line. If that were to remain public ground, that concern would still exist, correct? Because anyone
correct.
Could be on that.
I think that's the issue is during the public season, there has been historically problems with them drifting over onto the Miles' ground and harvesting off the Miles' lease. I don't know of any real evidence that I'm aware of that the Miles people had drifted off the Miles lease onto the vacant of the public, but this has always been a problem because it's a single lease surrounded by public and vacant ground. So when they're working the public season, you know, and they keep it marked. And I think Miles has historically, and probably Mr. Mills will continue to keep that piece of ground marked pretty well, because the corners are at least delineated.
Mr. Erskine.
I just want to be clear. In some of the testimony, it sounded like, or discussion we've had, you have not heard any protest from the watermen associations.
The only protest we've received is from Mr. Miles and his company and Mr. Mills.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a motion by Mr. Miner to accept staff recommendation to issue a lease here to Mr. Green here for 100, almost 105 acres. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Now we have a fitting motion, or at least a motion and a second here before us. You want to discuss the matter any further?
If we're going to lease it at all, I guess we lease, you know, we can't come up with a reason not to lease it the first applicant.
I have great concerns. The public's perception, the harvester's perception, has been that this has been part of the public oyster rock, and it has been for a long time. That there's been no protest to that, and nobody present here to make the case for the harvesters, I feel kind of obligated to kind of make a little bit for them myself. We lease 123,000 plus acres for the purposes of propagating oysters on the water bottom, shellfish. The public oyster rocks are a confined commodity. To that end, personally, I'd rather set this ground aside. It's been de facto public rocks now for a long time. That's just my personal preference. Mr. Green has applied, in all due public spirit here and all due process, and he was first come, first served. So to that end, if this ground is leased, I think it should be going to go to him. I, however, don't think that this should be leasable, but that's my personal opinion. Everybody has their opinion. Mr. Erskine.
I'd like to ask staff a question. Mr. Green's application was properly advertised.
Yep.
And noticed?
Yes.
Thank you.
Back in 2014. We're behind, as you all know, with getting the surveys done. And once it gets protested, we're trying to process the ones that aren't protested timely as well.
We have a motion and we have a second to approve this per staff recommendation for Mr. Green. I'm going to call the question. All in favor say aye. Mr. Ballard.
One more question for staff. Has there been any action on the part of BMRC or any reason to believe that this would be public ground? I.e., has law enforcement taken place over top of the lease to cull oysters and make sure they're 3 inches? Is there anything you can tell us that would give watermen the reason to believe that this is public ground?
I don't have any evidence. I mean, Jim could weigh in here if he does. Like I said, historically, none of this area has ever been leased. The Baylor survey is the area that's not. I didn't turn that later on, but all of this is Baylor ground to the north, but it's not delineated in the original Baylor survey. All these areas of this application, generally speaking, the bottom is not the best. It's not a north natural rock.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Erskine.
There seems to be in the bottom of that slide two existing leases, kind of, they make triangles at the bottom. Do you know if those are productive lease areas?
I'm not positive about these two. As you go further south here, it is pretty much leased. At the bottom, I think characteristics change to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
We're right out in the middle of the river here. Mm-hmm. This is the main shipping channel, but I think Jim's right. A lot of this area is pretty soft.
Okay.
As you get closer to Isle of Wight, the bottom starts to get a little bit more conducive to support shellfish.
Mrs. Kell.
If this is leased, or these are all leased at some point, how are we going to notify the watermen before there's an issue and tickets written. If they've worked these areas for X number of years, how are they going to be notified?
Well, first of all, none of this area to the south is leased. These are all applications except these little...
But if they were to be?
Well, they... Basically, they have to keep up to date on what's leased and what's not. Our maps are available, and the leaseholder has an obligation to have the ground marked as well. Some of these areas to the south were not leased as well in the past, and these are fairly recent leases, these two.
It's kind of unique. It's not what you don't see in other rivers. It's,
right.
It's a unique situation.
You're leasing ground all the time, and it's vacant ground that could have been being used by the public in the past.
But this is the only river where that is the case, where it could have been used by the public?
Not necessarily. You get into our season zone. Some of the public areas, when we have a public season, it's only on an actual piece of bale of ground. And in some areas, like the James River, when the public season is open, it includes both the bale of ground and vacant ground, as if it were public. But that's not exclusive to just the James River.
Other discussion? We have a motion on the table from Mr. Minor.
Second by Mr. Neal, am I correct?
No,
no.
I don't second.
Mr. Tankard, I'm sorry, I knew it was to my right. Didn't mean to slur you there, Mr. Neal.
To approve staff recommendation to issue this lease here to Mr. Richard Green and Patricia Green. I see no hands up. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? The chair votes no.
I just didn't vote.
I didn't vote either.
That's not helping me with a vote count.
Can I say abstain then? Because I'm just not sure.
Okay.
And the second abstention here.
Mr. Neal abstains. Mrs. Kellum abstains. The chair votes no. So the motion passes 5-1-2. The lease is assigned, or will be assigned. Motion is approved. Ms. Green, you get the lease.